And as the drought continues in the West, a giant robot is at work in a field in Arizona. Scientists are using it to study crops grown from biofuels under drought conditions. The Department of Energy has invested millions into this robotic recording system. And the hope is that as water supplies dwindle, this new tool could help fuel and feed a growing population. Casey Kuhn from Here and Now contributor KJZZ reports.
A huge metal frame sits in a field in front of the University of Arizona Agricultural Research Center. In it, a green square box attached to a hanging arm crawls back and forth along a track.
We had one person apparently come and ask if this had something to do with NSA or with communicating with aliens or something.
That's Jeff White, a plant researcher at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He, along with U of A engineer Pedro Andrade Sanchez, shows me the machine up close. And no, they're not trying to find extraterrestrial life in space. Rather, they're looking the other way, zooming in on little details in the Earth. Here's Sanchez.
It's like our eyes. So we look at crops and we look at how tall they are, how big, how green. What we're doing with this system is that we are using sensors to measure those same elements.
The big box scanning plants isn't just recording how they look. The sensors can also see non-visible light, showing how plants go through photosynthesis. White says it's a huge leap forward from walking through the fields and recording by hand. A game changer for agriculture, similar to
the Hubble Space Telescope and astronomy, where I think people knew it was going to be really powerful and interesting, but it's just astounded the world.
So
on our tour, White and Sanchez meet another researcher who recorded 180 plants in the last 4 hours by hand. The robot can scan more than 15,000 crops in the same amount of time.
It's really no way to compare it. You can have an army of people trying to get these things, and it's not going to be the same.
Crops are sorghum plants, a grain which can be grown for animal feed, or more importantly, biofuel. That's where the Department of Energy comes in. They've put millions of dollars into this project as part of a larger effort called Transportation Energy Resources from Renewable Agriculture, or TERRA. Director Joe Cornelius says the enormous amount of data the scanalyzer collects will be key looking ahead.
This is the future of agriculture, not just agriculture, but land management.
And while the hot, dry conditions of Arizona probably isn't the first place you think of when you hear farm research, Jeff White says it's just another way to prepare for a future with less water and more people.
You know, there's only a limited amount you can do if it's too hot or it's too dry, you know, if you don't, say, have access to irrigation.
Sorghum is made up of a lot of organic material like stalk and stems, which makes it good for biofuel research. But don't count on a miracle seed anytime soon.
This is not going to be something where we see huge increases in sorghum in the next 3 or 4 years, but at the 10-year mark, we might begin to see an impact at the level of commercial material.
At the end of our tour, Sanchez invites me to the top of the rig.
You're not going to fall.
Okay.
He insists it's worth the 50-foot ladder climb.
From the ground, it just looks a big thing. From here, you see detail. You see a lot of elements. You can feel it. Well, first and foremost, you feel the movement.
And they're not just going to be looking at sorghum. The researchers plan to study wheat in the winter. For Here and Now, I'm Casey Kuhn.